right. So we looked at the Holy Spirit through the book of Acts and a number of things, the convicting and new birth by the Spirit. We looked at the indwelling of the Spirit, the transforming work of the Spirit, the empowering of the Spirit. And we're still talking about the empowering of the Spirit and the results of being filled with the Spirit in the book of Acts. And we briefly looked at the prepositions with, in, and upon, and how they unfold the direction that God wants to go with the Spirit of God in people's lives. From going from with them to in them to coming upon them for empowering. And we looked and noticed similarity of terms, baptism of the Spirit of coming upon lives, and filling or being filled with the Spirit. Basically and biblically, these are used interchangeably. And so, you know, we know that churches kind of differ on terminology and things like that. And yet we want to be biblically thinking through these things. And the bottom line is, we want the full measure of God's work, all that He wants to do in our lives. That's all. We don't want to force people into our terminology. And we just know that some of these terms are interchangeably used in the book of Acts. And I don't want it to be a battling point, too many battling points in the body of Christ. We don't need to battle over linguistics in the church body. And so, you know, maybe this illustration will help. I read this illustration. I heard this illustration taught before. Two blind men that Jesus healed sitting on a bench, sharing their healing testimonies. And one guy said to the other, "You're healed by Jesus? You were blind once too? Wow, same thing happened to me." The other guy answers, "You're blind too. Tell me about how He healed you." "Well, Jesus just said to me, 'Receive your sight,' and I could see." And the first guy asked, "You mean no mud, no spit, no washing off in the pool of Siloam? You weren't healed." And that's how funny it is. It's like, okay, well then, you know, your gift of the Spirit is invalid. But it's often the way it is in the church, you know, with the works of the Holy Spirit. You know, tell me how the Spirit of God worked in your life. And you know, what you mean by this, or how did that happen, or why didn't this happen? And then, you know, the conclusion is, well, that really wasn't the Holy Spirit. And so we just want to be careful of that. And just a word of caution. The Holy Spirit is going to work in a way that, though, let's clarify this, that's within Scripture. So we can't put God in a box, but God puts us within the boundaries of the Word of God. You know, we want to be careful putting God in a box, looking for something that is personal. But we're not putting God in a box when we look for a scriptural explanation for the work. You know, we have a scripture, this that you are doing is that which God spoke of. The scriptures aren't a box for God. The scriptures are parameters, which God says, I will work within these parameters, so to speak. People often want to say, let's fit that into my experience. And so they get it backwards. We don't want to put God in a box and say, well, God will do to each of us the same way all the time, the way He's done it with me. And so we want to just be careful with that. The Word has to be our final authority. And God has total control, liberty, freedom to act any way He wants as He's ordained and declared and described in His Word how He's going to work. And so it keeps us from getting off track, off on tangents. You know, I live here in Colorado, and they're doing construction right now on the highways around here. And there's a lot of cliffs, there's a lot of mountains, there's a lot of rock slides, there's a lot of river gullies and valleys and canyons and things like that. And so when we're driving at 50, 60, 70 miles an hour down the freeway, I'm glad for those guardrails. I don't want to say, hey, that just takes away my freedom, you know, and the guardrails are there so I don't go flying off the cliff, you know, if I have a tire blowout or something happens and my car swerves, it's going to hit that guardrail and I'm not going to go into the Colorado River and die. So I appreciate the guardrails. They're not like boxing me in or anything. And I think God kind of, that's just a, not the best illustration, but that's how the scriptures are. God wrote in the word how he worked, but he didn't put himself in a box. He just laid out all kinds of beautiful ways, a multifaceted way of him working in the matters of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So we've looked at the results of being filled in the Spirit of the book of Acts. We saw that there are many results that God obviously works. And from unusual gifts for when people could hear their own language to people no longer being afraid to stand up and preach his word boldly to get the gospel out. All of those are results of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Now we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and correlate that with Acts chapter 2. And we're going to look at Ephesians 5:21. 5:22 through chapter 6 of Ephesians. We'll look at John chapter 6:63. It's the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. John 14, the Helper, the Holy Spirit that the Father will send. We'll take a look at that. We'll look at Luke, how the Holy Spirit will be given as you ask for him from your Heavenly Father. That's in Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. And so that's kind of our next section of study. And we've got much, much more to cover. And if you're taking this podcast as part of your coursework, not everybody's going to be taking this as coursework, but if you are, we have to limit some of the hours because I know you've got things to do, places to go, deadlines, responsibilities. As do I, but I'm going to keep pressing through with much on the Holy Spirit. So this will wrap up the section on the book of Acts, and we're going to move into, we got quite a bit more. I think we got like 3 hours more of lecture, maybe 2 hours more of lecture on the Holy Spirit, and lots to dig into, but great material, great scriptures to cover. Hope to see you there. Bye for now.